Melissa Harris Perry in for Tanzina Vega. And who remembers this moment?
And our new Miss America is Vanessa Williams, Miss New York.
That was the night when Vanessa Williams became Miss America 1984 and the first black woman to wear the crown. I was 10 and I still remember how proud my family and friends were. We loved Vanessa and we still do. But she was not the first black beauty queen. Black folk have long traditions of crowning our own queens, from the Queen of Zulu waving at Mardi Gras revelers as she passes, to the queens of historically black colleges and universities, profiled each year in Ebony magazine. Even just beauties of the week are queens of a sort. And in many southern towns, one of the most coveted titles for young black women is Miss Juneteenth. Filmmaker Channing Godfrey Peoples captured the culture, the drama, the expense, and the expanse of this tradition in her 2020 film, Miss Juneteenth.
Juneteenth is our holiday, where we recognize when the slaves of Texas finally found out they were free. 2 long years after Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation of 1863. The date was June 19th, 1865, now known as Juneteenth. So you see, ladies, not only will you represent your beautiful selves, but our history as well.
So, what does it mean to wear a crown that represents your own beautiful self and the history of a people? Here to help us answer that question is Channing Godfrey Peoples, screenwriter and director of the film Miss Juneteenth. Channing, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, Melissa. What a joy to be here with you.
I feel this, you know, Juneteenth, it does kind of give you that feeling like, I don't know how this could not feel joyful. So tell me about the pageants in Fort Worth, Texas, that you grew up attending.
Yeah, it was so interesting because I was listening to your introduction that included Miss America. And I think for me, Miss Juneteenth always felt like my own version of Miss America. It was, really special to me because I think as a young girl, seeing all those young black women on stage, you know, I felt like there's a line in the film that says, I felt like they were floating, you know, or something like that. Look, I'm misquoting myself, but that's what it felt like to me. It felt like, you know, seeing all these young black women float across the stage and they had this sense of like hope and wonder on their faces. And, you know, I know now that it was confidence building for me. It was young women of every shape, size, you know, a variety of skin tones and hair textures. And, you know, as an adult, I realized how special that was. And it makes perfect sense that it, you know, resonates so greatly in my work.
All right. So here's the thing. Those pageants, the Zulu Queen pageant, like all of that, I have those same gut level memories. Mm-hmm. On the one hand, I feel excited that the notion of Juneteenth, the possibilities of its celebration are expanding. There's another part of me that's like, you know what? This is ours. Could we just keep it? Y'all just go some other place. What are we meant to do with how important it really was and is to build internally at the same time that we want to share our history and our culture more broadly?
I have a similar feeling. You know, there's so much that I want to protect about it. I think as a filmmaker, you know, I tend towards, you know, I try to portray stories and characters as authentically as possible. And that was why it was so important for me and Miss Juneteenth to really, you know, focus on the details and the specificity of that particular world. You know, I'm from Fort Worth. I grew up commemorating Juneteenth as a child. You know, it has a different meaning, I think, for me as an adult. You know, as a kid, it was more about the celebration, and the centerpiece of it was the Miss Juneteenth pageant. And that's what I really looked forward to every year. But for me now, it really is about, you know, commemorating. And I don't have all the answers, but I could just say that, you know, I feel like it is something that I want to protect. And I also think it's important for us to focus on the specificity of that particular day. You know, we're honoring the enslaved people in Texas who didn't find out they were free until 2.5 years, you know, late. And I think it's important to keep that in the focus.
So one of the things I love about the specificity, the details of your film is the mother-daughter relationship in the film. I'm the mother of daughters and the daughter of a mother. And so that tension that's part of it. Can you talk to us a little bit about sort of those aspects of pride, of tradition, of educational scholarship that are all part of the Miss Juneteenth practice?
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting because I really focused on Turquoise, the lead character, is really based on the women in my life, in the community, in my family, you know, in myself. And but most especially, you know, my mom, she really, you know, I watched her because she was a single woman for much of my life. And I watched her navigate her own dreams while juggling raising children, you know, and there was this sense of grit, you know, the sense of determination. But, you know, I also saw her and the women in my community carry themselves with grace. And that's something that I really, really wanted to bring to the film. You know, I also was exploring like this theme of Juneteenth and what delayed freedom meant for Turquoise as a character. But really, I applied that to each character in the film.
That idea of delayed freedom, that is the tension with Juneteenth, right? That we are celebrating freedom, but it's also always feel like, should we be put in a question mark or an exclamation point when we say happy Juneteenth? Because it's also about marking having been lied to for 2 years about being free.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I say happy Juneteenth at times, but I also hesitate when I say it. And that's what I meant when I say, you know, I really am, as an adult, you know, focused on commemorating. It was interesting because last year, in Juneteenth, in the midst of a pandemic, right? I'm so used to every year being able to connect with the community. You know, it's like a family. We get to see folks we haven't seen, you know, for a time, and the community really just comes together, and obviously we couldn't do that in 2020. So, you know, it was a quiet, you know, commemoration for Juneteenth that year for me, especially in particular.
Indeed, it's part of the joy of vaccinations is being able to come together again. In just a few moments, though, tell me something about what is beautiful about Black folk when we are in a space like the Miss Juneteenth pageants. What actually does it feel and smell and sound like to you when you close your eyes and think about it?
Ha, I made a whole movie about it.
I know.
But there, and you know, that's what I was, you know, trying to bring to this film, Melissa, was this sense of joy and this sense of community and, you know, coming together. And this community that I grew up in particular, you know, in Texas, this Black community, you know, there's this sense of, you know, I can smell food when I think about it, barbecue, and there's blues music, and, you know, it's multi-generational, and I can hear children laugh. And so it's joy. It makes me smile when I think about it.
Channing Godfrey Peoples, screenwriter and director of the film Miss Juneteenth. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Thank you for joining me, Channing. And as always, we want to hear from you. What are you doing to commemorate Juneteenth this year? Give us a call at 877-869-8253 or record your message at 877-869-8253. Or you can also send a voice memo to takeawaycallers@gmail.com.